At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You're out, you're about, but you want your Dan Patrick. Well, good news, he goes everywhere with you. If you missed the show, you can podcast it. If you want to see the show, just go to Peacock, and we stream it live every weekday. Watch past episodes, too. The Dan Patrick Show, available anywhere you are, any way you want it. Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
I love Dan Patrick. Oh, my God.
Home to the biggest guests and best sports talk on radio.
I love it.
One of my favorites.
Normally, home to Dan Patrick.
Hope you'll miss us.
But today, Dan and the Danettes are off.
Don't see another radio show behind my back, please.
And filling in, it's Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
It's good. There we go. It's good.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Greetings, welcome inside, good morning. The Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and my best friend Mike Harmon.
What's going on, brother? Nice
buddy,
quick turnaround.
I'll tell you, we live in a different world. Hey, when people went to bed last night, it was one world, and now everybody has woken up to the new reality today that they never thought was possible. I didn't know. Did I get transported to another Marvel Cinematic Universe world?
Well, it's still a couple of days before Cocaine Bear comes out, so
it
can't
is.
Be that.
Well, the world will change again that day, too, but it changed today, and will change again on Friday. But it, that's a big change. But it, change, because now we live in a world where Derek Carr is a future first ballot Hall of Famer with the New York Jets. Not just a Hall of Famer. Not just a very good, because that's people getting the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah.
You're very good. It's the Hall of Fame. No. This is when you're first ballot Hall of Famer. You are one of the best of the best. And now this is the world we live in where Derek Carr could be a future first ballot Hall of Famer with the New York Jets. And that is a much different world than people went to bed to last night.
I got to be honest. I wake up to that kind of news and I look around. I mean, it's cold here in Southern California. I know that's going to be the talk of the day. High winds, rain, ton of snow advisories. So just like the rest of the country, at least for a moment.
What do you have, the Doppler out?
Give
me the weather for the rest of the week.
No,
give me the weather for the rest of the week. What do you got?
The point was that it's a topsy-turvy world. And if it's going to be cold in Southern California, there's going to be precipitation. Remember, there was the song, because it never rains in Southern California. They're lying. They lied to us. And now you're telling me in this world, in this new reality, that there may be an opportunity for Derek Carr not only to be a Hall of Famer, not only a Hall of Very Good, but a guy who could go to the penthouse alongside primetime Deion Sanders? Color me intrigued.
Now listen, before we get into that, I mean, tell me, Dallas, do I need a jacket when I go out this morning? Am I going to be okay?
You would. It was only a brisk 42 degrees
okay.
this morning. Again, for the rest of the country, I know they're laughing and saying, well, things under their breath that I'm not going to do for FCC compliancy. But the idea is in Southern California, you know how it brings everybody to a crawl?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at.
I just didn't know that overnight you turned into a meteorologist.
Well, that's pretty cool. And they did me a solid. And Joel and company, they put on some local morning news for me here in the studio.
This is a new world. Mike Harmon went to bed, radio host. He wakes up, meteorologist.
I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to expand my horizons. I think I'd look good with my, you know, being able to point, especially if I get some good work in on my delts. I could be pointing towards, you know, the mountain range and saying, we're going to have some heavy weather there. And all of a sudden, I look like Arnold and Franco Colombo posing and pumping iron.
See, I'm picturing you more like Brick Tamblyn. With just muttering around your house going, high pressure fronts.
That's more likely the case, but, you know, it's entertaining for
you. You should probably just lay low for a while. I'm thinking you should just lay low.
I do have a trident.
I think you should do. But what is it? Wait, what are we talking about? Derek Carr, Hall of Famer. According to ESPN's Diana Rossini, Derek Carr, who had a big visit with the Jets the course of the weekend, everybody liked everybody. My timeline, people are sending me pictures of, here's Derek Carr at dinner with Robert Saleh. Jason, how do you feel? I'm like, I don't want Derek Carr. But everything went so well. And according to Diana Rossini, she said on ESPN late yesterday, that the Jets told Derek Carr, if he comes to New York and wins, he could be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Derek Carr, not bridge quarterback Derek Carr, not the guy who got waived by the Raiders, Derek Carr, first ballot Hall of Famer. I can't believe David Carr has not been all over NFL Network the last 24 hours going, look at my brother, first ballot Hall of Famer, with the American flag and busts from the Hall of Fame and just big speeches from years past from guys going in, hey, Hall of Fame, pictures of Brady who's going in 5 years, replaced by Derek Carr. Going, I can't believe we haven't seen that. Future first ballot Hall of Famer, Mike Harmon. What a world, what time to be alive.
Well, you know what? It is early here West Coast. They might be prepping the graphics for that half-hour infomercial to air a little later on this morning. Hello, now, America. Do you believe in dreams? Do you believe in hope? And you're on the path to greatness. Buy my book.
I watched the Jets put two guys in the Hall of Fame on the same day. The Jets. Don't tell me anything is impossible. Don't tell me dreams can't happen. Hey, in an hour span, I watched the Jets get two Hall of Famers and get the Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year's name. So, yeah, dreams can happen. And not only that, I can tell you exactly how Derek Carr could become a first ballot Hall of Famer with the Jets. You ready? I could do it. I could do it.
You've looked into the future, crystal ball kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I can.
You walked the earth. You were walking around the beach like you were in the Hello video by Lionel Richie all that time ago, pondering your future.
Wow, you remember Lionel Richie's Hello video?
Oh, it was a fantastic video.
Like, I remember the Whitesnake Here I Go Again video. I don't remember the Lionel Richie Hello video.
I'm a deep thinker. What do you want?
Hey, you want to see those great videos? No, I want to watch the deep thinking videos of long sweeping camera angles and not big time cuts every 3 seconds.
Tell me you didn't want to go out of your way to try to replicate that bust that was made of Lionel Richie in that video.
I don't remember the video. Funny, I don't. Now, come on, you want to talk about Tawny Kitaen, and Here I Go Again in the Car. And yeah, we could talk about that. That's
Are
fine.
We really going to go that. Down the Tawny Kitaen, Chuck Finley? This early in the morning. What are you doing?
I didn't bring up. I was talking about just the video because you're okay. Here's how Derek Carr becomes a future first.
I'm trying to protect you from yourself right here.
No, but it was brought up, so we have to talk about it.
No, I mean, she spoke it into existence.
Here's how it happens. You go to the Jets. Think about this. The Jets. Yep. Not the Steelers who have won Super Bowls. Sure. Not the Cowboys who have won Super Bowls. The Packers, the Patriots. No, no. You go to the Jets and win not one, but two Super Bowls. You're going to the Hall of Fame because you brought the Jets a Super Bowl. Anybody who goes to A, the Jets, or B, the Lions, and wins two Super Bowls as a quarterback is going to the Hall of Fame. It doesn't matter. Look, Eli Manning's going to the Hall of Fame. He wasn't great during the regular season, but the guy won two Super Bowls, and he outdueled Brady, and he had two-minute comebacks to win each one. So eventually, yeah, he's getting into the Hall of Fame.
A couple of the most iconic plays in the sports history happening in those Super Bowls.
Absolutely. He's getting in. Derek Carr will wind up being – he will be feated for many iconic things. You go to the Jets, man. This is like a not just a once-in-a-hundred-year lifetime thing winning the Super Bowl with the Jets. You do it twice – yeah, you're going to the Hall of Fame. You have the career you're having now, which, you know, been the Pro Bowl four times, and you assume that if he's going to, you know, go to the Super Bowl with the Jets, he's having somewhat of a decent year, and in a year where Tyler Huntley goes to the Pro Bowl.
I mean, he was a Pro Bowler this year.
Yeah, he'll get a couple more selections. You're talking about a 6-7-time Pro Bowler, 2-time Super Bowl champion with the Jets. Yeah, you're going to the Hall of Fame. Derek Carr will go if he brings the Jets a championship, because it's the Jets. That'll happen.
This is really a special kind of thing, because you haven't seen the playoffs since, what, 2010?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a minute.
And all of a sudden, you're jumping to the, yeah, hey, look at us. Multiple Super Bowl victories. I like that. That's positive thinking. That's culture changing. Yeah. And literally for the Jets and for American culture. Because you want to talk about a stick-to-it, try-hard American flag waving behind you. Maybe David Carr out there is your cheerleader and your hype man. Then this is the story for you. I mean, this is, you could sell this in Hollywood right now. This would be the great Kurt Warner story. Got nothing on this.
Oh no! This is the best story out
there. He goes from a guy that ran through coaches and GMs, and everybody's made excuses for him for nearly a decade. And he had a couple of good years, right? He had that one year where everybody miraculously stayed healthy as a member of the Raiders, and he was looking to be the MVP. And then suddenly, snap! That was it. It's broke. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, look.
And it all went asunder, and now we're looking to climb that mountain again. Again, Doppler radar says blizzard warnings in Southern California. But we're looking at the...
You're insane.
The idea for the Jets. Look, everybody has history. Right, as individuals, all of you out there, wherever you may be listening, thank you for being part of the program this morning and giving us a few minutes of your time. You all have your history individually, where you came from, how you grew up, what schools you went to, relationships along the way. Maybe you got married, maybe long-term relationships. Maybe those didn't work out and you're moving on into another phase. You deal with people at work, children, your parents, all of that you've got to deal with. Likewise, we've got history. We've got identity with NFL teams. You brought up the Steelers. You brought up, you know, say the Patriots in the same division. You've got history. You got great history. You've got top of the mountain history. And then you got the Jets. You've been climbing low these 50 years and a lot of slipping. A lot of slipping. Maybe running into an offensive lineman and getting forklifted. You've got a lot of history. This would be a new path. This would, like, you went to the store and you bought the best gripping shoes you possibly could find, and you finally climbed to the top of the mountain, plant your flag. That would be Derek Carr here. First ballot Hall of Famer. I don't see it, but I like it because it's an American tale.
See, now I'm picturing that. I like that. A big photo op of Derek Carr climbing to the top of Mount Everest, planting a Jets flag at the top, waving to everybody, taking off whatever, you know, parka he's wearing. He's got,
sure,
got number 4 Jets jersey on.
Well,
no,
what would be the equivalent of climbing the stairs in Philadelphia when you're Rocky? What would Derek Carr do in New York / New Jersey? Is there a trash heap or something there?
No. Come on, man. Dude, come on.
Can go climb up?
No, he would climb. Don't, come on. Don't insult New York like that. He would climb the Joker steps. That's what he would do.
Would he do the dance?
Give me some of this landfill
stuff.
They
did that with Seth Rollins as a teaser ahead for WrestleMania 39.
He would just climb up the Joker steps and dance all the way up. And look at me. And he'd be wearing number 12 because he would say, you know what? I want number 12. I want 12. That's what I want. That's the number I want. Joe Namath would give it to Aaron Rodgers. No, screw it. Give it to me. And he would change his accent. Instead of being the Southern accent that he's had for some reason the last few years, he would now have a completely New York accent. And he would adopt it right away. The first press conference as a Jet. Derek Carr be busting out that accent. It'd be all over the place.
So his transition is easier than Austin Butler's? Should they go to the same speech person in Hollywood to try to help that transition along? Or does he just hang out in the bodegas?
No, just listen to me. Just listen to me. Hey, Derek, welcome to New York. How do you feel? Hey, listen. Hey, Samini, Costello, all you guys. Yeah, you know what? Blank you guys, all right?
Whoa.
I've been this guy for my entire life, and now I'm a New Yorker, okay? So now I will beat you up. I will beat you and you and you. Come on. Give me your worst. Give me your worst. I got it right here. I got it right. Wait, Derek, you never really spoke like that before. No, I did. Don't go find something on the internet, you joker, that shows me talking not like this. You can't. It's all been scrubbed. Everything's scrubbed off the net. This is me now. Let's go. What do you want to talk about? I just heard someone talk about a bodega. You bring it up. I've lived in New York my whole life. Look, here's superimposed video of me somewhere in New York right here. Here's me at the Statue of Liberty. Here's me over here. Look at me. I'm getting a sandwich over here. Look, this is me. I've been a New Yorker. This is me my whole life. What are you talking about? Don't make fun of me. That's exactly what he would do.
Well, you want to assimilate, and you really want to make sure you're embraced by the locals. I don't know if doing a 180 from a southern accent to there is necessarily going to work.
Sure, because
you really got to back that up with your play.
It worked for Brian
and if you
Kelly,
then become a first ballot, well, I mean, it worked for Kelly so long as you win games.
Yeah, well, dude, and here's the thing. Is it exciting to get Derek Carr? No, not really, but if it's like you have a flow, it's like I have a flow chart up in my house. Okay, who is your new quarterback? And you put the name in. And then it says, is your quarterback Zach Wilson? And then, one arrow points to a smiley face and one arrow points to a frowny face. So I would point to a smiley face because it's not Zach Wilson. Okay, that's exciting. And then we go down the flow chart from there. But that's the number one thing. Whoever they sign is going to be better than him. So, okay.
A lot of potential suitors out there eventually, but to put it into the Jets had this wonderful meeting, potential first ballot. I mean, that is one of the greatest sell jobs ever. I don't know how you do it with a straight face. You saw the video of Rossini trying to say it on air, and nobody could keep a straight face. But the person of the Jets, it's like, all right, look, how much do you know about the team's history? I don't know. I'm new here. It's like, okay, we're going to need...
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
I need you to really pump up this sales pitch talking about how he could be a first ballot Hall of Famer. It's like, am I getting extra money for the day? I mean, you're changing my title? Yes, we're going to make you seem more important today because you're going to have to say this and you're going to have to say it straight face because we're really doing a sell here. And then, of course, David Carr was more than happy to run with it.
Oh, dude, he's become a WWE hype man now. He's not even like all his quotes now about, hey, here's Derek's free agency is going to be done over a long period of time. It's like, okay, he's the guy they talk to. He's Paul Bearer now. He's like leading Derek Carr to the ring with the ashes of former Raiders quarterbacks. Ooh, here's Jeff Hostetler. Ooh, Jared Stidham. Ooh. I mean, this is what David Carr's become. It's insane.
That's pretty good. Over the last 6 weeks or so on our show in the evening, that has been kind of what I've been watching with David Carr and scratching my head. You took it to the full Paul Bearer mode. Complete with ashes.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome. Just get used to that phrase. Derek Carr, future first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback.
That's just weird.
For the New York Jets.
He's led the league in four categories, you know.
Well, and one of them's positive. One of them is positive. The other ones aren't positive, but one of them is positive, so that's good.
Well, the long road begins with that first step.
It'll work. First ballot Hall of Fame. First ballot Hall of Famer. Phone number is 877-99 on Fox. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Coming up next, hey, we got a special guest stopping by to tell us what teams are going to wind up with Shohei Ohtani, maybe by the deadline. Dodgers, Mets, ooh, keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith, and my best friend Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. We got more NFL on the way. Hey, look, the Dallas Cowboys are doing something really interesting that Dak Prescott probably doesn't like. We got that coming up in a few minutes. Right now, joining us on the hotline, MLB Network, Fox Sports Radio, baseball insider extraordinaire, to tell us how it's either going to be the Mets or the Dodgers for Shohei Ohtani in a few months. It's John Paul Morosi. JP, what's happening, buddy?
Good morning. This will surprise you, Jason, but there actually are 28 other teams in the major leagues.
Allegedly.
Besides those two.
Yeah, but they spend all the money. Nobody else has the money they do. They get all the cash. That's why we gravitate to them.
It sure seems like the Padres have a decent amount of money these days, and maybe they will make a play for a Shohei if they can't sign Manny Machado long-term. How about that?
You know, what'd you make of that when Machado says, hey, I'm – because, you know, Jacob deGrom did it last year and said, I'm opting out. That was his stance all year. He opted out. He went someplace else. Why this from Machado? He's getting paid a decent amount of money. He's doing this. He thinks I can get actually more from somebody, Steve Cohen, or somebody else is going to say, yes, give me that cash?
Exactly. I think that his calculus is that because of now being in a new – basic agreement, because of now having Steve Cohen with his interest in all the superstar players bidding up the value of players across the major leagues, it has changed the market. Certainly inflation could be part of that as well when you think about the larger economic forces, but you line up all of those different elements, and for me it's a pretty clear demonstration that the market has changed. And when you're performing at an MVP level, as Machado has, it allows you to potentially maximize your value in a different way. And I think Manny sees the landscape. He sees how much his own team, the Padres, just spent on Xander Bogaerts. And he says, hey, we have to have a bit of a market readjustment. And he's so confident in his own abilities, Jason, that I think that he sees the end of the season and realizes there's a pretty good chance he'll be able to do even better than he just has with the Padres. And does he have an interest in going somewhere else? It'd be, right now, hard to imagine a better competitive situation than the Padres because of just their interest level and getting better and winning a championship and the roster that they've built, the base of talent they have. There are not going to be many teams that have a better chance to win. You might argue some of them out east with the Mets and the Phillies and that group out there and the Braves, but I'm not sure if any of those teams would say, with the exception of the Mets, because they just tried to sign Correa, maybe that would be a spot for Manny. But to me, he is exactly taking the right approach. He believes he can reset the market, and I think he probably will.
JP, to that, let's pivot back to Anaheim and the Ohtani situation. Obviously, Jason trying to bogart everything in the sporting universe. Derek Carr is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and Shohei Ohtani is inevitably going to be a Met. That's what he's trying to do.
Listen, we'll get Xander Bogaarts too, you just said.
Sure,
you
just keep piling
whatever
him on.
You want. We can have him as well.
So with Ohtani, you know, Artie Moreno did the exploratory services and looked out at the sale and all, and now he's back. And does it change the calculus of how this approach is, or do they need to put results on the field to convince Ohtani and his agent that they want to stay there?
It's the latter. There is no team in baseball with more pressure on it to win in the first half than the Los Angeles Angels. They need to have a strong first half to even justify keeping Ohtani past the trade deadline, let alone signing him to a long-term deal. If they are 500 or below around the middle part of the year, it's going to be a real challenge for them to justify taking this all the way to the off season and taking their chances to sign Ohtani then, when they would have never been able to demonstrate on a consistent basis their ability to win on a postseason level, at least. And when you think about Ohtani, at the end of the year, he's going to be able to take his pick of wherever he wants to play. Whatever large market team, whatever competitive team, whatever World Series team he wants to play for, everybody in the world will make room for him. Because let's think about the positions that he plays, DH and starting pitcher. No one has five starters better than him, and no one has a DH who's better than what he can do on the offensive side. So he is a fit for everyone in a way that Machado may not be with certain teams that already have a third baseman in place or a depth of infielders. There's no such thing as a depth of starters like Ohtani. No one has that. Zero teams have that. So everybody wants him, and he will look at the situation with the Angels if you assume and sort of follow along with this scenario in which they're not competitive. Why would he resign? He can take his pick and sign for $500 million anywhere that he wants to go. And so the Angels face extraordinary pressure to show him in the early stages of the season that they can find a way to compete. Maybe he still re-signs with them, but the only way that I see him re-signing with the Angels is if he believes that is one of the top five teams in the sport entering next season, because I do believe he wants to win, and he's going to have so many high offers. He doesn't have to sign anywhere but a team that has a legitimate chance to win the World Series in 2024.
See, JP, I don't know that it's a matter of if with Ohtani, but it's just when. Because when you're talking about free agency and wanting to get there, he knows that, listen, the Angels will try to give you as much money as you want, right? We want you to stay. You're our star. When you're talking about free agency the way they are, hey, he's earned that right. They've already basically said, listen, we're going. It's just a matter of if the Angels are competitive, maybe they keep him past the deadline, right? Maybe they keep him past the deadline, and then he leaves in the offseason. And if not, they'll trade him by the deadline just to make sure they get something for him. So
right.
I don't look at it as if. I think it's just when. It's either at the deadline or it's a little bit less than 5 seconds after the season ends, where teams start getting ready and getting ready to clear the decks for Ohtani.
Right. Well, and I think, too, I'll say this, like there's probably a scenario, and I want to respect the Angels here, there's probably a scenario where he would get to free agency and ultimately stay with the Angels if by then they have the high offer and if by then they've proven him that they can win. Those are two pretty significant ifs, but that's within the realm of possibility. Now that he's this close to free agency, I would agree with you that I see no scenario in which on some random day in June, we all wake up to the news that Ohtani has signed a 10-year, $500 million extension with the Angels. I just don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. Because he's so close to the pot of gold this offseason that why not play it out? Now, the one thing that I would say that we have to keep in mind, and this is, I think, with fully acknowledging the historic level of performance that he's had in the last couple seasons, he's also one muscle strain away from profound uncertainty here, because this delicate balance that he has of being an elite pitcher and elite hitter lasts only as long as his peak health does. And I think we all understand that every elbow and every arm of every pitcher has an expiration date. And so this won't necessarily last forever. And I think that's kind of the riddle here as to what they'll do and how they'll manage his innings and how he will manage himself, his own workload, because he now has to realize that every start carries inherent risk when you're talking about a payday of $500 million potentially at the end of the season. So this is one of the higher stakes years for both player and club that we have ever witnessed in the history of Major League Baseball.
Just the way you lay that all out, I got to get down to Anaheim a couple times to make sure I get my Ohtani pillows,
right,
shirts and jackets and everything, sure, else they're going to give me.
Right, and that's where I'm a big believer, guys, that in sports, when we're around legitimate greatness and people who are doing things that have never been done before, whether it was Aaron Judge last year in the home run chase, you know, so many things had to line up for him last year. He sets the American League record on the penultimate day of the season. I was fortunate enough to be there covering it for MLB Network. We got to remember that we're watching the greats to ever do it. And to never take it for granted, because this stuff does not go on forever. I do think that why we love sports, why we love talking about sports, whatever the sport happens to be, you know, don't just assume that, well, we'll have 15 years to be able to watch Mahomes do what he does. We all hope that's the case, but go out and buy a ticket and watch him play. And I think that's how I look at what we're seeing right now with the likes of Judge and Ohtani.
Well, let me stay on up the five here and take us to the fun and exciting world of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Or I guess I could just take the 110 or one of those. But the idea being that you've got a lot of change with the Dodgers. Kershaw is your fixture, but no more Justin Turner. Some of the familiar,
right,
faces are gone. San Diego spending an extraordinary amount of money to fight with them. What are we expecting here for Dave Roberts' squad here? Because I don't hear the same hype and bandwagon effect that we have for the last decade.
Great question. Still an excellent team, and I would say that if it's actually kind of a curious point to me, if you look at it and say who is truly the favorite to win the National League West in 2023, because you could argue that. There have been certainly some changes, yes, with the Dodgers. They've lost Trey Turner, which is a huge loss for them. They also won the division last year by, oh, I'm checking the math here, 22 games, okay?
But they're coming. They're in the rear view.
By 22 games, okay? That is a lot. That is a lot of games, okay? And so while I agree and acknowledge that the Padres plus Bogarts and plus Tatis whenever he comes back, and the Dodgers minus Trey Turner, okay, that's pretty significant. That closes the gap. But 22 games is a lot of games. And I'll be really curious to see how things play out. Of course, the Dodgers still banking on Kershaw giving them maybe 170 high-caliber innings. They don't have Walker Buehler. They do have Julio Urias, who now has to be, I think, the Dodgers' ace in full. There certainly is a shift in the balance of power, but the narrative that the Dodgers are all of a sudden this like near retirement age team, I just don't buy it. I mean, their farm system is too good. They've got some young players that are coming in. I think they can really bank on Gavin Lux being a legitimate frontline player. Again, to your point, there's no Trey Turner, there's no Justin Turner. It's a different era for the Dodgers. They don't have Walker Buehler. The number of players on their team that you see every day and say, oh yeah, I remember when that guy won the World Series with them in 2020. There aren't as many. In fact, the Boston Red Sox now include Kenley Jansen, Justin Turner, and Kike Hernandez. It's like the Dodgers alumni team over there at Fenway Park. So it's a different team. But to me, if there are fans that are going to say, well, it's clearly the Padres' choice, I don't think that that's the case right now. I think it's a very, very close race between the Dodgers and the Padres, and the Dodgers have more young talent than you realize, probably, and it's just been that talent has been kept out of AAA for a couple of years, and whether it's Vargas and others, they're now ready to come up and make an impact at the Major League level.
He's on Twitter at John Morosi. That is at John Morosi, MLB Network, Fox Sports Radio, Baseball Insider Extraordinaire, JP, as always, buddy. Thank you for your time, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure. I fear that I did not mention enough about the Mets during the course of this conversation, Jason. I hope we can still be friends, and I hope we can still talk next week about where things stand, okay?
Yeah, yeah. When the Mets buy Ohtani next week, we'll call you right back. We'll get you right back.
Find a way to do it.
Yeah,
$1 billion. Can they just put $1 billion out there? The old cash transaction. I wouldn't put it past Steve Cohen.
I was gonna say, JP, don't rule that out of existence.
Take it easy, JP.
It is true, though.
No, it is.
Cohen would do it.
Listen, and that's the big sea change that teams have had in the offseason, especially the Dodgers, right? Because now with this, the push last year, the Mets spent all kinds of money and they won. They got into the playoffs, but they got knocked out. The Dodgers, who spent all kinds of money, won. They get knocked out, and we have two teams in the NLCS that didn't even win 90 games, and the Phillies and the Padres. For the Dodgers, it's more of a break in the spending, just like a pause, than it is for a lot of other teams who are going to say, all right, now we just watch teams spend an inordinate amount of money and not make it as far as they should. Do we need to spend that kind of money, or should our focus be on let's just be good enough when the season starts and we'll make whatever adjustments we need to do during the season or at the deadline? We can make a trade for a player. It doesn't always need to be a Juan Soto type transaction where we're bringing an absolute superstar, but we'll make the necessary moves and maybe we'll spend at the deadline to get somebody. Because that's kind of where the Dodgers are at, right? Look, they spent all kinds of money last year and look what happened, right? They won the NL West by 22 games and they didn't even make the NLCS. So what did they do this year? They waved goodbye to a lot of guys. There was no big splashy signings. It was, hey, we feel pretty. They did bring in Noah Syndergaard. They did bring in Thor. His 82-mile-an-hour fastball is going to be fantastic at Chavez Ravine.
Well, I mean, you remember him throwing it much harder. So perhaps dazzle you and baffle you a little bit.
Yeah, no. No, listen, we'll be seeing games at Chavez Ravine going, wow, I can actually see the ball leaving his hand. And it's still waiting. And ball one. So this is where the Dodgers are at right now. Were the players out there to go out and get this offseason? Because that's normally what they do. We're going to push. We're going to reload. We're going to bring a star in. We're going to overturn the roster a tiny little bit to bring in a couple of big players. And we have a couple of young players who want to see how they respond. Those players weren't there. They weren't there where they wanted to spend money this offseason. They let Trey Turner go, and now it's, well, we got holes. Hopefully Gavin Lux can fill part of that in the lineup. But that's kind of what the Dodgers are doing. It's a pause, and okay, maybe after this year, we're going all in. It's $500 million on Shohei Ohtani for the next 10 years. 10 years and $500 million, whatever it's going to be. But other teams are looking at it and say, yeah, we're not going to spend now, and I don't know when we're going to spend. Because I don't know that it's worth it. We just have to get into the playoffs. We just have to be good enough to be able to make those moves in the middle of the season that don't involve, hey, here's five guys at $300 million. That's why so many teams hate what Steve Cohen's doing, because it goes against the way they want to go with baseball. We don't have that kind of money. So, okay, if it comes back to the pack a little bit for us, that's great. And that's why going with the outlier saying, I'll spend all this money, I'll spend all this cash, people are going insane about it.
Yeah, it is a little bit just about the Mets in general. I mean, it, and you getting all chesty on the airwaves. So there'll be a lot of hate watching from the West Coast as to what they've done. But yeah, it does change the paradigm. It does change how you go about business, right? We talked about it in the NBA when Mark Cuban came in and started refurbishing all of the amenities, you know, to account for the fact that guys were running around at 6'10 and 7 feet. Hey, you need bigger chairs. You're not 5'5", right? All of those kind of things. That it just changes the way you have to do business. And for ownership in any sport, as soon as someone changes it, particularly when the wallet is open, that's the worst thing in the world. Because how many of them claim they lose money every year?
I got no money. I got no money. Look,
Cohen is their worst nightmare.
Here come my pockets are open. Look, I got no money.
Right, but the
no,
Mets and the Dodgers are their worst nightmare because the Dodgers can decide to be in at any time, and clearly Cohen is saying, I'm open for business 24/7.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike, it's Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family, too. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2023 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs, every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com. Well, coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio, I don't think Dak Prescott is really happy with what's been going on the last couple of days. Oh, do we have a Dak Prescott hot take coming your way next? Right here from the TireRack.com studios, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
SR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
seen. Wait, he's still on the line.
Get off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and my best friend Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Still overpaying for a razor in this economy? Gross. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad. There's a lot of quarterback craziness going on. In a few minutes, we'll go into the darkness to try to find Aaron Rodgers. But something really crazy has been going on the last couple of days in Dallas, and I'm telling you this, the Cowboys are getting set to Jordan Love, Dak Prescott, and Dak is in a prove it year, or they're going to move on from him, right? The last 2 days, what have you seen? Cowboys have been linked to CJ Stroud and Hendon Hooker, right? They've been intrigued by CJ Stroud. They spent a lot of time talking to Hendon Hooker in the draft process. Now, does this mean they're going to get both of these quarterbacks? CJ Stroud, probably not. I mean, the guy's going number two overall. The Cowboys aren't going to spend all they need to in draft capital to get all the way up to number two to get CJ Stroud. Hendon Hooker, a little bit more possibility. This is a guy that could have been a Heisman Trophy winner last year if he didn't get hurt. He's coming off the injury. Normally would have been maybe a top 10, top 12 pick. But because of that, maybe he's end of the first round, early part of the second round guy. But it doesn't matter. 2 days, two stories, this early in the offseason, this is a message to Dak Prescott. Whatever love that the Cowboys had for him, that was really just not born by anything more than we drafted Dak, so we want to give him money, right? They've always valued Dak Prescott way more than any other team. That's because that's what Jerry Jones does. Look, I found Dak Prescott. I want to pay him money. It's so backwards, but that's what they do. Whatever goodwill they had in that unadulterated love, for him, that's gone after the playoff game. After the playoff game and Dak's turnovers, there was a change. Now it's, okay, you know what? Dak's got to prove it or we're moving on. And it's not going to be this year because he's got an insane dead cap hit. He does have a no-trade clause, but no-trade clauses don't mean anything if a team wants to move you. You don't want to play for a team that doesn't want you. So your no-trade clause, yeah, you'll waive it to go to a certain team. So that doesn't matter. But in an era where we're talking about Aaron Rodgers getting traded with a big dead cap hit, certainly you can make the maneuvers needed if you want to trade Dak Prescott. And this is what the Cowboys are doing. They're going to Jordan Love him in the offseason. They're going to bring in a quarterback somewhat early in the draft. That's a message saying, okay, it's put up or shut up for you this year. And if we get the put up by Dak Prescott, then the Cowboys pat themselves on the back and go, hey, the Packers strategy worked, right? Because, hey, they drafted Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers won 2 NFL MVPs. If that's the way it works and Dak steps up, awesome. He's hit that next level. But now a little bit of pressure on him is where they're going. And if he doesn't come through, it's going to be, we're going to look for a new quarterback. The money we're paying Dak Prescott is not worth what we're getting. We like Hendon Hooker. We like whoever wind up getting in the draft. And there will be a market for Dak Prescott. Someone will want him and think, okay, he's a better version of Derek Carr, and Carr's going to go someplace and get paid this offseason. So it all works. The Cowboys are going to wind up Jordan loving him in the offseason, and he's got this year to prove it, or next year it's going to be, we're moving on.
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly seen a little bit of a change in stance, Jerry Jones publicly, of how much support Dak gets. Because remember, one of the big criticisms of Jerry over these last couple of decades, and notice I say decades, is that he does tend to let things linger, even if it doesn't seem to be going from B to C, right? A to B has been great. All right, this guy's got us on a roll. And then you stay there. We watched it with Jason Garrett. We watched it with Tony Romo, the player, not Tony Romo, the broadcaster. Because, I mean, now we're talking about a regression and a lot of looking to Jim Nantz for guidance.
Jim. Hey, Jim. Jim. Oh, I miss Tony Romo.
Yeah,
I miss that he hasn't been doing anything the last few weeks.
See how quickly that happened? I mean, and he did the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and played and all that fun stuff. And
did you see that shot I made, Jim? Jim, that shot was huge, Jim, that I just made.
And
that
you
approach,
had that cool
it was huge
Caddyshack commercial. So you had a little bit of him there. But Jones saying that he's committed to drafting a quarterback. And look, one thing that we've been consistent on, you always had your theory of, hey, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round, I'm just drafting quarterbacks and you can have an open competition.
I mean, isn't that the best idea,
just
though?
Just fight it out.
Rounds 4 through 7, drafting a quarterback in every round and bringing him in every year. You get drafting 4 quarterbacks every year. I mean, it's a great idea. I should be a GM.
But just, for me, it's always been a question of, we play the waiting game with veteran quarterbacks, and then there's never a succession plan, or you abandon it. You know, Brady, Garoppolo, which was fine, right? It worked, and then Brady leaves, and then you have to go to plan C, maybe, which includes bringing Garoppolo back at some point. But you look at what the Steelers did with Roethlisberger, there was nobody in waiting. Yeah, they drafted guys, but they didn't draft a guy. With the Chargers, you had Phillip Rivers. And until he started throwing underarm, there really was no succession plan there. Right? I mean, but it lingered into year 14, 15, 16. I said with the Packers at the time, and I stand by it, when they drafted Jordan Love, as much as everybody hated it, with Aaron Rodgers, when he got hurt, they had a really good team, and that season went to hell quickly. You can't let that happen. Your windows are too small. Likewise here with Dallas. They've got other things they need to address. You need to re-up some of the defense. You've got to go and shore up that receiving core. You see a lot of trade whispers for guys, including one with the surname of Diggs, which is interesting. But you need to have another plan at quarterback and be ready if this doesn't work. Not to mention, if you can get out from under that prohibitive cap number and start spreading money around again, yeah. Dak's a guy. 23 and 15 ain't getting it done.
No, he's been overvalued for his, and that's Dallas's fault. I mean, that's their own. It's their own fault, right? Because everybody, hey, you know, Dak is just kind of okay. He had a couple of really good years, but he kind of is comparable to Derek Carr with what he's done. Couple of really good years, and everything else has been just kind of average and maybe a little bit above. And they finally have seen that. Man, he really held us back. The loss in the playoffs changed everything for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys and the direction of the organization. Now we're putting pressure on. We've given him the gig and told him, it's yours, we love you. We haven't seen anything. So now it's time to put pressure on you and see if you respond that way. And that's what the Cowboys are doing. And I completely get it. You got to do something, right? I mean, nothing's going to happen this year, but this is like the clock is now ticking for Dak Prescott. And if in a year from now, it's going to be, hey, would you trade for Dak? All the topics every day. Would you trade for Dak Prescott? Is money worth it? Dak, would you want Dak? Do you want Dak? That's the way it's going to be. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, we go into the darkness and find out when we're going to find out about Aaron Rodgers. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.